I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. She's been called the Pied Piper of the brokenhearted and a true South African hero. Prudence Mabele stepped onto the global stage in 1992 when she became the first South African woman to disclose that she was HIV positive. From then on, Mabele became an activist for the rights of anyone who was HIV positive, and she helped millions get access to HIV treatment. Back in 2010, Mabele imagined a future free of AIDS.
For those who are younger, to stay AIDS-free, I would like to see that instant. Maybe when one day when I'm 50 or 55, I look back and I say we have worked because it's, you know, it's controllable.
Prudence Mabele did not live to see that day. She died this week at the age of 46. Ambassador Deborah Birx is the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator. She heads PEPFAR, the U.S. program supporting HIV-AIDS treatment and prevention around the world. Ambassador Birx, I know you knew Prudence Mabele. How will you remember her?
I remember her as a vibrancy and an absolutely passionate for changing the course of this pandemic and compassionate for everyone around her. You know, she represented the best of us, an individual willing to the very end to make that personal sacrifice really of her own health to absolutely ensure that others had access to treatment and that others had access to prevention. I'm always astounded by the AIDS movement because I think it's uniquely where advocates and activism have come together, even when they are the most sickest, and say, we want something different for others. And I think that selflessness, that willing to look past their own individual suffering and see the suffering of others while they're in the midst of suffering themselves, that kind of humanity is so humbling. When you think of how she had to confront this pandemic in 92, how she had to go through the time when oftentimes in South Africa, they didn't acknowledge that HIV, the virus was the cause of the pandemic, yet she was that voice. And we should all be asking the question, would we be willing to make that same personal sacrifice that she made that in the end cost her life?
Yeah, well, you touched on it there. I mean, these are different times from when Prudence Mabele was fighting to help people with HIV in 1992. How important was it for people like her to speak up when nobody else was?
You cannot imagine the stigma and discrimination that was rampant at that time. You can't imagine how she must have personally suffered at the hands of so many individuals who acted like she was the only one. And what had she done to get HIV/AIDS? In the 90s, as the 80s were here, it was such a difficult time for people to be able to confront their illness personally, because there wasn't the life-saving drug combinations that we didn't even have that combination drugs until 96. Get to stand up when they knew that there was nothing for them at the time and there wasn't life-saving drugs as we know it, yet they were willing to vocally demonstrate that this had to be discussed and we had to do something different. I think she held scientists accountable, she held politicians accountable, and she held communities accountable, ensuring that we all did better and were better. And I think it's astounding how much impact she had.
Yeah, I mean, one of the politicians she held accountable notoriously was South African President Thabo Mbeki, who was a man who criticized, even denied, the scientific consensus that HIV causes AIDS. How much of an impact did those years of AIDS denialism have on the rate of infection?
You ask a critical question, and to go back and do those modelings, I think it not only at the time allowed the virus to spread because obviously people weren't on effective drugs and they weren't being virally suppressed. You know, if people like Prudence had been treated when they were diagnosed, she would be thriving now. We really have to recognize how much the immune system is crippled even when you feel well. And I think Prudence continued with the fight, even though she had such substantial damage to her immune system that would never be corrected with drugs alone. And I think this is how many people have had to live with the virus. And I think she committed herself to ensure that other young women and other young men didn't have the same experience that she had. And I think anytime people tell people to stop their medications or tell people that they don't need medications to stop this virus, they're just as guilty as the president when he denied that HIV was causing AIDS, the virus. So I think it's important for all, whenever we hear someone say that you don't need to be on medication, we need to remember prudence and really rail against that.
And yet, despite the best efforts of so many activists like Prudence Mabele, South Africa has the highest number of citizens infected with HIV than any other country in the world. Why?
I think there's two reasons. They don't have the highest prevalence. And so this really, people have to always understand that burden of disease is based on, you know, the actual number of people who have the disease. But if Swaziland and Lesotho had a population of South Africa, they would far exceed South Africa in the number of HIV positives. So, I mean, South Africa has been very aggressive in their response to HIV/AIDS under Minister of Health Moseleti. And I think they are really beginning to change the curve of the pandemic. And I think they will be able to change the curve of the pandemic. But it will take really raising this awareness among young people. And the way to honor Prudence for all of us who recognize her contribution is for every South African under 35 to know their HIV status so they can access treatment that could save their lives.
She had so much impact. That's what I'm hearing from you. What do you think Prudence Mabele's most important legacy will be?
Her commitment to others being greater than her commitment to herself.
Ambassador Deborah Birx, the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator. She also heads PEPFAR, the U.S. program supporting HIV/AIDS treatment and prevention programs around the world. Ambassador Birx, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about Prudence.